Okay, Rabbosin. Parsha Shmini is the eighth day of the Miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, that was the day that Nadav Avihu died, and it was also the day of the Chanukah Samishka. So it was a very happy day. But on the other hand, it was a very sad day. Very sad day. Because Nadav Avihu died. And there were three special korbanos that were brought that day. One was the eighth day of the Miluim. One was the Rosh Chodesh, because it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And one, it was the korban of the first korban of the Nesiim, Nachshon, right? You know, that... We say in Parshas Naso, right? The different every day, different Nasi. So it was the first day of the Nesiim. So the question was that Aaron that day was an Onen, because he lost his sons. So the question was: was he allowed to eat from these karbanos? So the pasuk says, "Asira chatos, darash darash Moshe v'nei sora." For yiktzav alolozav al musomar b'nei Aaron ar nosor mamor madu lo achaltem as chatos b'm kachodesh, he kodesh kadoshim hu v'osor nosor lachem l'seis ezavon ha'ida l'chaper aleichem aleim l'fnei Hashem. So basically, they were owning him, right? But Moshe was told by Hashem that even though normally you're an onen, and an onen can't eat a korban, so therefore you'd have to burn the meat because you can't eat it, but today's a special day. And the regular halachas of aninus are what? Are cancelled. The regular halachas of aninus are cancelled. So lo and behold, v'nei soraf, they burnt it. They burnt the goat of Rosh Chodesh. So Moshe was upset. He says, what are you doing? Didn't I tell you that it was an exception to the rule? That today is Chanukah's... He says, Pasuk Yitzayim, Madu lo lachaltem es chatas b'kom ha-kodesh. Kodesh kodoshim hi. V'oso nosam lachem maseis ha-zavon ha-edah. So Aaron responded, Pasuk Yutes, Hayedaber Aaron al Moshe hein ayom ikrivu es chatosum vesolosum v'Hashem v'atikrenu sikha ila v'chalti chatas hayom ayitav v'inei Hashem. He says, if we would have eaten the korban today, you think Hashem would have been happy? So what does that mean? Rashi explains, page 7, Hayitav v'inei Hashem v'shamate b'kod shei shoa eilochom v'okil b'kod shei doros. He says, so Aaron said to Moshe, you misunderstood the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam said that today is different, right? Because it was the Chanukah HaMishkan. And therefore we should be able to eat the Korbanos even though we're Be'aninus. But that only applies to the Korban, the Miluim, and the Korban of Nachshon. Because those are once in history. But the Korban Rosh Chodesh, that's a regular Korban. So there's nothing special about that korban. So that korban has the regular rules. And we only burnt the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. The other ones we ate. So what does the pasuk says? Vayishma Moshe vayita be'enav. So Rashi, hold of a lobosh. Tremendous mutahaskel. Moshe Rabbeinu was moda that he was wrong. that he was wrong for getting angry at them, that they were right for burning it, because the dispensation was only said on the seer Nachshon and the seer of the Miluim, the Korban of Miluim. But on the Korban Rosh Chodesh, not. So that's one. But it's interesting, the Targum Yonasan on page 8, it says, Ushma Moshe Ushvar Kadamoy, Moshe heard, Va'ape Kruza V'mashrisal Meimar Anuhu Disalimus Hilchasov Mini, Farachi Itka Yosali. It's unbelievable. In other words, he made a public announcement to say that I was wrong. It's an amazing thing. It's a tremendous Musa Haskell that, sometimes people can't admit they're wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu, he admitted he was wrong. Vayishma Moshe, Vayita Ve'enav. So the Chasam Sofer has another interesting pshat in what went on and why they burnt it. So he says like this on page 9. He says like this. Madulo achaltem esachatas bomo kavon rokodesh also nosan lachem laseis es avon ha'ida. He says that my ratzah b'zeh shayel la'avon ha'ida avon acher. So he says the kashim. So what went on? So the first word on the line is Reshei Dekra. Page 9, first word on the line to the left corner, Reshei Dekra. Yeshlomo de dechata shemesu balea ozlo misa. That if you have a katas, a korban katas, and then the person who owned the korban dies, so now what do you do with the korban? It's not going to be mechaper, the guy died. Right? Ozlo Misa. So you just have to let it roam till it dies. You can't bring it as a korban. A chattis, you mafresh a korban chattis, say you machal Shabbos. And then the person died before he had a chance to bring the korban. So the korban chattis has to go at Lemisa. But Tzibor, says the Chasam Sofer, that's not shaykh. If it's a korban Tzibor, so then The tzibur never is all going to die, right? So, but tzibur lo shayach zafilu mesu miktsasim. So, hasa ashishapir the Moshe Rabbeinu ratzal ochichem al shalom ochlu achatas lechaper ba'al b'chilosim hayachoshesh peniyat ta'usim shal mesu miktsas bailuf. So he thought that maybe the reason why they didn't eat it was because since Nadav Avihu died, right? So that's like part of the owners died. So maybe you can't eat it. It's like chatas shemesu hakena amar v'osu nosan lechem laseis es ovon ha'eda. Uvetzibur afeil mechem l'chasim e'im kachlum. So he says, so that's why Moshe thought, maybe that's why they burnt it, because they thought that it's a chata shemesu baleha. So you have to. So that's why they burnt it. So Aaron said no. Heishit Aaron lo b'pnei shemesu miktsas balef. That's not why we burnt it. El b'nei shekvar nischapru kol ba'ilof. Hayu kol Yisrael kvar nishapu mitzas beis bonav shayu b'mokum chatas v'asheni b'mokum ola v'dor l'chaper al sulo tzrichi kapar chatas shenishapu ba'aleha. So he says no. A different reason. And you see, because Chatas, as the Freiman Rav says on here, he explains it better in the Marpil and Nefesh. Chatas Shemesu Balea, Freiman Rav says, page 12. Or this Chapu Balea Bacheris, Lemisa. You see, there's two kinds of Chatas that go Lemisa. One is Mesu Balea, right? If the owner died. So Moshe thought that's why they burnt it, because they Mesu Balea. So Aaron says, no. There's another type of korban chatas. What happens when a korban chatas, you have a korban chatas, and say you lost it, and then you mafresh another korban chatas, and you brought that korban chatas. So you already got your kapara with the other korban chatas. So korban chatas sheniskapir ba'acher is what? Also, you can't use the first one because you already got your kapara. So Aaron says the reason why we can't. We burnt this because we don't need it anymore to eat it. The eating is also part of the kapara. Is because when Nadav Avihu died, they were like a korban to Hashem. So this kapra was considered this kapra b'acheres. So that's what. So Moshe said, you think. In other words, Moshe got upset because he says, because you thought Mesu Balea, but that doesn't apply to a carbon seaboard. So that's why Moshe was angry with them. I think the reason why you got rid of the carbon, you burnt the carbon, you didn't eat it, because you considered it a carbon Shevat, Shemesu Balea, and Moshe was angry because that's not the halacha. Because that doesn't apply to a seaboard carbon Shevat, Shemesu Balea, Irochanami, is Lemisa. But that doesn't apply to what? A korban tzibur. This is if only two people die from the tzibur, you still eat the korban. So Aaron said, no, you know why we burnt it? Because it's not considered a chatas shemesu balea. It's considered a chatas sheniskapra balea ba'acher. And if you get atonement with another korban, and Nadav Avihu, they were the korban. So, and that applies even to tzibur. That applies because by the din of Mesu Balea, the seabird's never totally going to die. So that's why Moshe was angry. So Aaron said, "No, that wasn't the pshat. That wasn't the pshat. What we did, why we didn't eat it? We burnt it because we viewed this as the chatas sheniskapra Balea ba'acher, and that applies to seabird as well. Because if you bring another korban seabird, then so Nadav Avihu, they were the korban seabird." That's why he says, Lose says, Avon Ha'eda. That's what Moshe said, Avon Ha'eda. It was a tzibur, and therefore, Mesu Balea doesn't apply. Al Zeh Heshiv, that it wasn't because of Mesu Balea, but it was because of Skapra Balea Ba'acher. So it's just, I think the fascinating idea of this, I told you over the Gemara, Kotche Shah, Kotche Doris, but you could look at the same thing from two perspectives. And sometimes if you look at it from one perspective, it seems wrong, bizarre. That's what Moshe was looking at it from the perspective of Chatas Mesu Balea. And that's what Moshe says. It was Avon Ha'eda, it was a tzibur. So Chatas Mesu Balea doesn't apply here because you can never have the tzibur dying. So he was angry. And Aaron says, no. It was what? It was this kapra balaba acher. That the two types of chatas. I mean, a couple of times. The two types of chatas that he's speaking over here. That lemisa azla. One is shemesu balaa. One is kapra balaba acher. And Moshe thought the reason why they burnt it is because they viewed it as this kapra mesu balaa. And then Moshe says, no, the kapra alavon heida. It's seaboard, so it doesn't apply. And Aaron says, no, you got it wrong. It's not called Mesu Balea, it's called Niskapra Balea Ba'acher, because Nadav Avihu with a korban. So it's just like if you had a korban and then you lost it and you brought another korban, even a korban tzibur, is kapra ba'acher, so then you don't bring this. But I think the Musa Haskil is the idea that you can look at the same thing and you can look at it from two different perspectives, and if you look at it from one perspective, that's what Moshe looked at it from that perspective. It's very strange. So Aaron said, look at it from my perspective, and now you'll understand. And that's very often in life. You can have the same situation, and you look at it from one perspective, and it looks a certain way, and somebody could show you, but if you look at it from this perspective, it's a whole different thing. And sometimes we don't have that global sight to look at it from the other perspective, and therefore we can get it. Sometimes we can get upset about something, but if sometimes we can look at it from another perspective, and that's exactly what went on. That's how the Chassam Sofer, has a beautiful pshat. It's a new pshat in the, you know, besides the regular pshat that Rashi gives based on the Gemara, and it was a question of, you know, Rosh Chodesh versus not, you know, Kachet Shah, Kachet Doros. He was saying it was perspective of that. And another idea that's quoted in the Sefer Degel Machane Ephraim, he says on page 17, take a look. On the bottom, v'zei yesh lomash ha'meramis ha'posuk b'der remez b'derech musu. Tartu, esir ha'chatas hain ol derech maimer ovav chatas asher yasa odom kone kategor echad. In other words, the Sfarim write that if a person does an aveira, the aveira itself creates, so to speak, like a malach against you. In other words, you create a reality. When you do mitzvahs, a reality is created in the world of a malach that helps you, and chas v'shalom, you do averus, you create a malach in the world that comes as a, you know, a kategor against you. The aveira itself, the zel shomer seir, high in the top line on page 17 on the left, high do a klipa seirim yiraktu shon hanasa mechatas seir achatas dorish dorish hanuk shachochama. Shehu bechinas Moshe, dorish divrei Torah, hein ma sheshom beroso b'shul beroso hein divrei atzmo, hu bechinas drisha, okay, chav on dorish, hazinei sorav, haydu b'zehu sorav uvata l'klipa shel avonus Yisrael. He's saying a different pshat, al derech hadrush, that sira chatas, the chatas creates a seer, creates a klipa, a malach, an anti-malach. But dorish, but a person comes to a shir and he hears divrei Torah being darshaned, that koyach has the ability of what? Of thwarting away this malach, the kategor. So he says, Vayiktzav Moshe halanosarim. Hayinu tzadik kois halosam nosarim beveisam beinu mohokim lishmoa divrei Torah bepiv kidei limchol avonoseim. He says, but Moshe Rabbeinu, even as a big tzaddik, there's a new channel there, Chadrush. Those that don't come to hear Dorash Moshe, don't hear his Divrei Torah, his Drasha, even though it's not such a big Balgaiv, oh, you have to come to hear me. No, he feels that the advantage is so great that the ability that it's created in the world of the Chacham is Yoshe V'Dorish, and the people are listening, has the ability to thwart away all the negative malachim that were created from the Seer Chatos. The Seer Chatos means the malach that was created from the Seer, from the Chatos, from the Averis that a person does. And that's the pasuk, the Al-Shech quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu on page 18, Tiyasrech ra'asech, that your ra tortures you. In other words, the ra that you created brings you sur. Because we create our own kategor chas v'shalom. And that's the Dorash. and that's a tremendous koyach in Divrei Torah. And he says, that's pshat. Sira chatas dorsh dorsh mon vine sorach vayikzav Moshe lozor zon bonav ha-nosorim. Nosorim means those that were left over. They were left over at home and they didn't participate. They weren't at the shir, they weren't at the drasha. Sira chatas dorsh dorsh Moshe vine sorach vayikzav Moshe lozor valisomer bonav ha-nosorim. Because if a person participates in the Darash Darash, then all those Averis that came, all these, the Seer, all the Malachim, the Kategor, that came against him, is, because of the Chatas, is burnt up. So it's a tremendous idea that a person is involved in the Torah setting, not just the learning, but it has a certain koyach of kaparas avonus. Kaparas avonus. So what I want to show you from this whole story with Moshe Rabbeinu, Sira Chatash Darash Darash Moshe. First of all, the simple pshat, Moshe made a mistake. And you see, I have in my sefer, you can look it up, from Rav Henoch Leibowitz, that the word is, you see, I quote from the Henoch quotes from the Sefer Zikaron of Rashi. He says there are three madregas in people. He says some people, when they make a mistake, so they want to cover it up and say, oh, it was really not a mistake. That's obviously the lowest. And some will admit they made a mistake, but they feel embarrassed. The highest madrega is no. You don't have to feel embarrassed. You feel happy that now I know what the emes is. And that was the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishma Moshe Vayita Rabbeinu. And you see that the Targum says, he didn't really say it was okay. He made sure that it was announced throughout the machane, the Targum Yonason says. It was announced throughout the machane that I made this mistake. So it's a moridic thing. That he wanted it to be announced throughout the machana. So that's a tremendous Musa Haskel. And then the Chasam Sofis Pshat is whether you view it, that Moshe Rabbeinu thought they viewed it as a Chatas Shem Mesa Balea, because Nadav Aviu died, and therefore that's why they burnt it. And that's why he says, but it's Avon Ha'eda, it's a Tzibor, it doesn't apply. And Aaron says, no, that's not the Pshat. It's not Chatas Shem Mesa Balea, it's Chatas Shem Kapra Balea Ba'acheres. So Mamela, that applies even to Tzibur. So you have a Korban Tzibur, then they say you lost it. You brought another Korban Tzibur, you got the Kapar, then you burned the first one, you can't bring the other one, because it was in Kapra Bacheris. So you see the tremendous idea of Lot, of looking from a different perspective, how that could change everything. And then, the last thing we saw in the Degemach Ephraim, the concept of the Averis that are created through a person's the malachim, the katrigim that are created through a person's averis, and how attending the drasha and thinking and learning, etc., and darshaning and being mefalpel together, that could destroy that. So I titled the Siach HaDash Malas HaDrisha VaHizbonus, because you have to be dorish and you have to think, and thinking means sometimes think from, you know, don't be narrow, you think sometimes from a different perspective. And how you could see things from a different perspective, and that could change the whole story. That's what Aaron was saying. And ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu admitted. You have to fit in the pasuk to the Chasam Sofer also. And Moshe Rabbeinu admitted that he was looking from the wrong perspective. Either the way Chazal understood the perspective, Kodshe Shav and Kodshe Doris, or from the perspective that like Chasam Sofer is explaining, whether you view it from a perspective of Chatas Shemesa Bala or Chatas Shedis Kapra Bala Ba'acha. And that was the Chasam Sofer. So that, I think that's a tremendous Musa Haskel in life and in everything, that you always have to look at things from different perspectives and make sure you're getting it. Sometimes the other perspective could be wrong, but at least try to, sometimes you can't understand a person, but he's coming from a different perspective. And like I was just reading in the Art Scroll, the Henny Machlis Art Scroll book, how she judged people. You know, you can't judge a person because you don't know what their whole life is about. You know, so if you would know what they went through in their life till now, then you would understand, but you don't know that. So you just see the person how he is when you met him today, but then 19 chapters beforehand of his life. So therefore you'll understand it from a different perspective if you understand that. And people are narrow. So it's good to be broad, not to be narrow, to understand things in a broad way, to understand things and that's a darash. If you have drisha, his boneness, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he admitted to that he made a mistake. He looked at it from the wrong perspective, and he wanted everyone to know, because like Rav Henoch said from Sefer Zikar, he was happy. It's not that he was trying to hide, and he wasn't embarrassed. He was happy that now I someone enlightened me. Oh, so it comes out I made a mistake. Okay, so I made a mistake. You can make a mistake. I'd rather get the emes in the end than cover up a mistake or be embarrassed by a mistake. Now I know what's the proper perspective, and Moshe Rabbeinu behooved him not only to admit privately, but it should be announced in the whole machane. It should be announced the whole machane, and that's Hayishma Moshe Vita V'Oinav Hoda V'Lo Bosh.